818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Getting back to this story that the state of Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the MEDC, a entity in state government that I feel needs to be dissolved, eliminated. Detroit News did a report on the $20 million business accelerator grant. And come to find out, the money was given to a major donor of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Also involved in this is an executive committee member of the MEDC appointed by the governor. Do you see how this is working? The governor, using taxpayer dollars through a governmental agency ran by bureaucrats appointed by the governor, not elected to office, is finally being exposed, believe it or not, by the Detroit News. Beth LeBlanc is the reporter, not Craig Mauger. Kind of interesting as to who has been doing the research investigating on this story. Somewhat of an emergency statement described as satirical, State Representative Steve Carr called on everyone to withhold judgment. After Fay Bay Dune and Michigan Economic Development Corporation's executive committee member, previously appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, spent $4,500 from a $20 million grant to launch a business accelerator organization, spent the money on a coffee maker. In addition to that expenditure, Baydun also spent $408,000 in state taxpayer money on salaries in a three-month period for what appears to be for herself and two other employees. But again, Kara kept his focus on the coffee maker. He said in his social media post, "I urge everyone to calm down and withhold judgment. What we know so far is that one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointees spent $4,500 on taxpayer money on a Jura, J-U-R-A coffee maker plus accessories. It includes a cup warmer and a milk cooler. What we don't know yet is if the coffee from the $4,500 machine really tastes that much better. Maybe it does." Tongue in cheek, said Kara. He suggested that they put up a series of blind taste tests. None of this coffee grounds from a tin can stuff either. Let's take other high-end coffee makers, run a fair test, and see which is better. For me personally, I don't drink coffee, but if I did, it would probably be from the Black River Coffee Company, said Kara. That, of course, is a Patriot-ran, veteran-owned, patriotic coffee company. The reason is because I'm a man of the people. Many are saying that spending $4,500 on a coffee maker is an abuse of taxpayer money. And we're calling on the Attorney General to investigate. We also need the state to immediately pull their funding. Well, several members of the state legislature, State Representative Jay DeBoyer of Clay, Donnie Steele of Lake Orion, and Pat Altman of Six Lakes, all Republicans, and including Senator Jim Runstad, Republican from White Lake. We've had Senator Runstad on the show. He's a good friend. I know Jim personally. They made calls and sent letters to the MEDC demanding action, calling on CEO Quentin Messer to halt and examine the grant project. Fellow State Representative DeBoyer also suggested that the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, needed to look into the grant expenditures. In the final statement, Kara said, "I voted against this appropriation. This was negotiated in total secrecy. But let's find out the facts before we rush to judgment. Let's find out if the coffee from the $4,500 coffee maker really tastes that much better. Maybe we're all being too quick to condemn it." Again, jokingly said Kara. But see, this is actually a systemic problem within the Democrat administration. Not only appointing her friends to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Michigan Public Service Commission, all these other governmental agencies, but the fact that so many of these grants are going to those friends of the governor, getting the money, potentially leading to donations coming from these individuals, our taxpayer dollars, coming back into Democrat campaigns. It's money laundering, folks, pure and simple. And if we had a real attorney general that would investigate and follow the money, we could expose all this. But you see, Dana Nessel is a political hack. Partisan completely will not investigate this. Why? Because Faye Baydoun is a huge supporter of Governor Whitmer and possibly even Dana Nessel herself. So it's going to be interesting to see where this story goes. And kudos to the Detroit News reporter Beth LeBlanc for putting out this story. Let's see if it goes anywhere. $20 million grant. Free money. You don't have to pay it back. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, another story that caught my eye, and this is kind of interesting. Is this really a thing? Squatters. In an effort to stop squatters or those who illegally occupy private property of others, State Representative Ken Borton of Gaylord announced legislation that he's introduced that will give property owners and the police more tools to remove them. Borton's bill was read in to the state legislature on Tuesday. Would extend the ability of police to act on trespassing claims when they get calls about squatters. Under current law, police can remove individuals for trespassing on private property. But when the trespassers begin to illegally occupy private property and claim that they have a legal right to stay there, the process can become more difficult and drawn out. Is this really a thing? Seriously, I have never heard of anybody claiming that they have a squatter living in one of their properties and they can't remove them. Have you guys? According to a fact sheet put together by the Michigan Vacant Property Campaign, trespassing is when someone enters private land without the owner's permission and after being asked to leave or given a trespass warning. Currently, it's only a 30-day potential jail sentence with a $350 fine as a misdemeanor. Squatting, however, is when someone stays on property illegally, occupying or taking up residence in a home without the owner's permission or legal right. Squatting itself is actually a 180-day jail term, $5,000 fine, misdemeanor for the first offense, a felony 2-year prison term, $10,000 fine for multiple offenses. While a legal avenue for squatters to obtain ownership of private property does not exist in Michigan, called adverse possession or squatter's rights, a squatter would have to maintain occupancy for 15 years to be able to qualify for ownership through adverse possession. Even if a squatter doesn't have a legal claim to a property, Representative Borton said it can take months to be able to prove that in court. And until then, the police can't technically remove a squatter. I'm sorry, I can't believe this isn't actually a thing. Borton goes on to say, quote, Michigan residents should not have to undergo lengthy legal battles to regain control of property they legally own and pay taxes on. If someone enters a property illegally, they're a criminal. It shouldn't matter whether someone trespasses for 20 minutes, 3 months, or a year. Trespassing is a crime, and it should be as simple as that. Well, he's introduced House Bill 5634 that would give property owners a faster way to remove squatters by allowing them to file a complaint with their local county sheriff and to request the immediate removal of the unlawful occupant. We got just a couple more sentences on this story. We'll wrap it up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages coming in. Downstate Kim, yes, this is happening all over the country. The squatters present a fake rental agreement made up by a fake owner, question mark. Good luck in getting them out. Okay. This is news to me. Yep. It's true, unfortunately. Owners are being arrested for throwing squatters out of their own homes. This is unbelievable. How much squatting will occur with all these people coming across the border? They have to go somewhere. Water and freezers are being used in Arizona and Texas, where in these communities, proving somebody's actually living in vacant properties. Communities in southern Michigan are full of illegals. South Haven, Fenville, Holland, etc. There's even a camp near Pullman, Michigan. Cliff Delaney reporting in for duty says, I was told a family back in the 1930s squatted on a farm near Onaway, and it is real. Adverse possession laws came about in the mid-1800s when people abandoned ground they homesteaded. Then anybody could take over after clearing and farming it. 5 years, they actually was deeded the property. It needs to be amended. It did get amended later to 15 years. Let's see. Okay, that's it for the text messages. Getting back to the story, and this is something that I didn't realize, the justification for it. Horton says the issue was first brought to his attention by many of Michigan's snowbirds up here in northern Michigan, where residents travel to warmer states like Florida during the winter months. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a similar bill in late March, criminalizing squatting in Florida, state where adverse possession only requires 7 years of habitation. Back here in Michigan, Borton said several of his friends who were on extended vacations down south asked him to check in on their home when security cameras all of a sudden stopped working. Everything was fine, he said, but once he started investigating the issue further, he found out how little sheriffs in Michigan can do if a squatter claims they are a lawful tenant. At that point, they just tell the homeowner it's now a legal matter. And I thought this was absolutely ridiculous. People shouldn't have to deal with this alone. If you discover someone illegally occupying your property, the police should be equipped to assist you, the homeowner, the taxpayer. When we force residents to handle these issues, we put them into potentially dangerous situations with people who have already committed crimes. If someone is desperate enough to illegally live in a home they do not own, there should be no exceptions that they won't do whatever it takes to be able to stay there. Families returning from Disney World shouldn't have to deal with unpredictable criminals. That's the job for the police. In speaking with law enforcement officers when crafting the legislation, he said they were all, law enforcement was supportive. Matt Saxton, the CEO of Michigan Sheriff's Association, said the association has not yet taken a position on the legislation. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This guy is absolutely amazing. This is the same guy that was supportive that you must have 5 years law enforcement experience in order to run to be a political elected sheriff in your county. Unbelievable. But he can't take a position on this legislation? When asked specifically about it, he said there isn't, to his knowledge, a statewide database on current cases of squatters in Michigan. However, Borton said he talked with a number of colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Many are in support, including several Democrats who are looking at similar legislation themselves. Borton's bill has been referred to the Economic Development and Small Business Committee, where it further awaits consideration. Why that committee? Economic Development and Small Business. Seriously. This is a private property rights issue. If you own a property and somebody is trespassing, what does this have to do with economic development and small business committee? Again, who assigned it to that committee? Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. Well, thank God at least it didn't go to government ops, the committee where bills go to die. And let's see if Borton can get some Democrats to co-sponsor the bill. This is absolutely amazing. I'm sorry. I was not aware that this is a thing. Especially here in Michigan. Final hour of today's show. More stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles,